I'm not trying to.
I like when you get all manly, but it's not, all good. But how old are you?
I'm 26. I'm a young boy. So
I would say that's in the category of young boys.
It's easy.
I cheated on you. Cool. Whew,
see, look how good it feels.
I never loved you.
I shit in your bed.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Cracker Milk podcast. We are joined by our friend Nick Amelian, or just Nick, or whatever the fuck. Find her social media below.
Hello, I'm whatever the fuck.
Yes. Now, in the Cracked Milk podcast, we take your YouTube comments and turn them into improv suggestions that we use as funny little bits. It's a good time. Mm. And if you want your suggestion or you have something you think we should act out, leave a YouTube comment. We read every single one. And if you want to listen to this instead of watching it because, you know, you got shit to do.
Really fucking ugly.
Yeah.
If that's the case, you can find us on Spotify or whatever the other ones are. And if you want to see the 60-minute uncut version of this podcast where we're absolutely filthy and complete degenerates, you can find that on our Patreon. Okay? How are you, Nick?
I'm good.
Great.
That's good. That's
how are you guys? What have you been up to?
We've just been hanging
out. My foot.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah, and I fractured my spine, so we're fractured buddies. What's yours? Because it always comes in threes, so what's
yours? You fractured your fucking head,
I broke
head,
my...
Didn't you?
I was watching a movie, Dark Knight Rises, midnight release. No, no! Not that other horrible tragedy. This was in Australia. So he came out with a pickaxe, and he said, some people want to watch the world burn, and he sounded like Michael Caine. And he just came up with pickaxes and he just started hacking at everyone. Okay, now we haven't... Do you know about AI system that gives us improv suggestions? You
correct.
See that? Cool,
I'm
all right.
Aware.
All right, AI, how are you today?
Great. Another woman. Looks like this one also knows where the hair dye is.
How do you feel about our new guest?
I ran a background check and it looks like she has never paid tax. Never.
I thought that was really nice for them to say that.
So. Well, I'm shocked that you do. All right, AI, what's the improv suggestion?
Improv suggestion. A young man in denial about his dementia because he keeps forgetting that he had just been told he has dementia.
Oh, awesome. Thanks for hosting this party for me. Think it's fucking sick.
That's all right.
Not sure what an intervention is, but it sounds French.
Intervention.
And sounds like a cool party thing, and I'm keen to get lit.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yay. Firstly, it's intervention, and I don't think it's a French word.
Guys, so keen for this party. Not sure what an intervention is, but sounds French, and I'm keen to party.
I think this is going to be happening a lot.
It's okay. We can do this.
What's up? What's going on?
You've got dementia. I think you just got to be hard out.
He's going to forget.
You just got to tell him. You just got to be aggressive with it.
I don't have to
tell him. Just get it ingrained in his mind.
Oh my God, that makes so much sense.
Yeah, dude, you're going to fucking forget everything. This interaction right now, you're going to forget. The interaction you had 10 minutes ago, already forgotten.
You forgot that we were married.
You forgot that you're fucking married, dude. Forgetting everything. You forget that you have kids. Forget that your parents had parents. You forget who I am. Do you know who I am?
Oh, guys, thanks so much for throwing this party. It's so sick. Intervention.
So
you can
sounds
really
like a French
it.
Word. No, keen so to it's, party. It's
really I cheated on you. Cool. Whew, you
see, look how
check.
Good it feels. It feels so good.
Do you have
good.
Anything that you need to link to?
Yeah. Fuck you. You're a piece of shit.
You. I never loved you.
I shit in your bed.
you
thought
doing?
It was me,
cheated
but
on
it
you.
You thought it
Jack
was a dog.
Jack is so much better in bed than you. You also have dementia, and that's why we don't care because
I have dementia.
You've got dementia, dude. Sorry.
Yeah.
It sucks.
And also, I'm going to forget all this horrible stuff.
Yeah, it's
gonna
be
definitely
awesome.
Going to forget all about this stuff. And
you guys excited. Are horrible people, but thank you for telling me that at least.
It's okay. It's okay. It's all good. So I'm going to go.
I guess I'll just wait till I forget.
Yeah, let's
yeah,
wait.
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, hang on. I'm getting a call. Hello, who's this?
Hey, mate. It's just Dr. Smith. It's your doctor. Just calling in.
Oh, hey, Dr. Smith. How are you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Look, I made a big mistake. I told Elias that you had dementia, but it turns out you just had CLAP. Just don't want you to think you have dementia, mate. That short-term memory loss from the surgery will be gone in like 10 minutes.
Oh.
Thanks, Doc.
And it's right. He'll forget that phone call even happened.
Because
of the dementia, you know? Like, he's going to fucking forget everything.
You shit in my fucking bed? Tell me I have dementia and then you shit in my bed?
Yeah, I tried to play it off like it was the dog.
Yeah.
invited.
It's pretty hard to play off a shit that large with that much corn as my small poodle Shih Tzu crosses.
I can't believe you forgot that Elon Musk was over as well. Mental.
I didn't. That mental. Did not happen.
That happened.
No, it didn't.
It did.
You're a fucking liar. You shit in my bed and you cheated on me with someone called Jack. Don't appreciate it.
Yeah, but he was a lot better than you. And you're a really big dick.
I just told you I don't have dementia.
Fuck, you won't forget that.
I cheated on you with Jack too.
We're not dating. I didn't forget. We're not dating. What? We're not dating.
Damn it. I thought that would work.
That's not. All right, AI, what's the next suggestion?
Improv suggestion. A dangerous killer has escaped from prison and Elias suddenly has a new girlfriend.
Oh.
What was that noise?
Huh?
What
was that noise?
What noise?
You were like, ah.
No, I was like.
That was your reaction.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready? Yeah, have you seen the fucking news? A mass serial killer has escaped from the women's prison. Mass serial killer known for killing young boys, curly-headed 26-year-old men, very specific, and hates, it says here.
Why does it say young boys and 26 in the same sentence?
Hates.
Seems really odd. It's a really strange thing.
The patriarchy. This isn't looking good for us, dude. Anyway, do you mind telling me who the fuck this is?
Oh, hi. This is my new girlfriend.
Hello.
What's her name?
I think you should know that, sweetie. We've been dating for a while now.
I've got bad memory. Just what was it again?
Oh my god, it's fine.
This is really embarrassing for me.
It's Sandy.
Okay,
Jesus
thanks.
Hey, Sandy.
This is Sandy.
Yeah.
So how long have you known Sandy for?
Oh, you know, like quite a while.
How long's quite a while, buddy?
Why are you being so interrogative?
I'm literally asking you how long you've known your girlfriend for.
We like knew each other ages ago, like before I.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
And
what?
Nothing. I went away on like a holiday.
25 to life sentence to 25 years? Is that how long your holiday was?
I don't know. If going to Fiji for a couple of weeks / months / years is, then
it's like indefinitely, right? Like, you know, mm-hmm. You go there to
it's
have
so hard
a good
to
time,
like come like, back from such a beautiful place.
Yeah.
But I knew that Elias was here waiting for me. So.
It just really starts to feel like she's a pretty girl and she told you she'd go out with you if you don't ask questions.
He asked me questions like, how was your day?
Yeah.
Ask her that question.
How's your day?
Don't fucking ask me anything. That's okay, honey.
It's starting to feel like Sandy may potentially be someone she's not.
I really like your curly hair.
Do you?
Yeah, it's interesting. Really nice.
How dare you? I'm sorry, Sandy.
It's all right.
How dare you? How dare you? Come to me and my new girlfriend.
This is my home and you're over my house.
And you're accusing me.
I'm not accusing.
And Sandy,
I'm asking
all of these bad things.
What am I accusing
you? How do you think this makes me feel? How do you think this makes Sandy feel coming over here? And the first thing is we do when we come over is get interrogated.
All right.
I'm not trying to.
I like when you get all manly, but it's all good. Don't worry about. How old are you?
I'm 26. I'm a young boy. I'm 26. So
I would say that's in the category of young boys. Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask you a couple of things?
Yeah, sure.
Why are you such a fucking simp? That's the first thing I want to ask.
Uh-huh.
That's not an answer. The second thing I want to ask is, have you considered that your partner here potentially could be the serial killer that hunts young boys with curly hair?
Sure.
La la la!
Dude, I fucking know she's a serial killer, dude. What am I meant to do? She's gonna fucking kill me, like, if I do anything. And so the next best thing is, like, just gonna kill you. So, like, that's fine.
So really what's happening is this is the best opportunity you've ever had to bust a nut.
What?
Bust a nut.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When you met Sandy, did she stab you at all?
Yes.
How many stab wounds?
With love.
Yeah, how many stab wounds do you have?
30.
Sandy, I feel like you should know that I've actually called the police and notified them of that you're here.
Oh, I don't know how you did that because I cut the phone line.
Well, I know how I did that because it's the fucking 21st century and I have a mobile phone, you idiot. Do you guys remember the movie Agent Cody Banks?
What?
That's such a good movie. I aspire to be him.
My name's Frankie Mooney.
No, it's Malcolm like,
I was a child star, you know. Malcolm in the middle. Okay. All right, AI, what's the next suggestion?
Improv suggestion. A crew of astronauts, but none of them know how to start the space rocket.
Oh, that's good.
I was laughing at his face. Were you laughing at what they said? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, I was laughing at his face too.
Yes, so you should be on my side. You should come over here and then we could be like two good.
Stop trying to fucking, there's no competition.
We're three, in the spaceship. 2, 1, lift off.
Yeah, it's not really working. Nothing's I'm not going. Sure what are you doing? Why are you doing that?
Man, these drugs are kicking you hard.
We have been training for years for this moment. And listen, I'm going to be honest. I may have been paying the bigger kids to do my homework for me. So I may be a little incompetent.
I know
he's
how
fucked.
To do,
do
it.
Not
I don't think you're useful at all.
I didn't realize that this was going to like hit in so fast.
Yeah,
so,
you thought you'd be up in space.
There's
yeah.
a lot of different colors.
What are you on?
Buttons and stuff.
What are you on?
A rocket ship.
So that leaves you. Do you know how to operate the machine?
Well, I did do the course, as you also
yeah.
did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a feeling it was the wrong course. At
what
this
do you mean?
Point. It was like plants and horticulture. Am I in the right place?
Well, look, I will say you have done a wonderful job
Thank
with the
you.
Space. Right. It
Thank
looks
you.
Lush.
I'm
it
really interested
like
to see what
really
happens when we hit
zero gravity. Alive and just like
yeah.
breathing.
Yeah, yeah.
We, and like,
yeah. I,
and
it's a lot
like,
for you right
feels
now.
Really
I know.
Nice,
I'm aware.
And I just feel like you know at one with.
I'm so glad. Why is he here? Did you do the course?
I like.
Did you finish the course?
Yeah. I'm
Which
like,
course did you finish?
The
Spaceship
astrophysics and space rocket flying course.
So you know how to fly?
Yeah.
Okay. What do we press to get up in the air?
Well, usually it's like a button that's kind of like around this area, but like there's a lot of different like crazy
yeah.
buttons that I haven't even seen before. And that one's kind of like speaking to me. So
that's because it's a speaker.
Are we being listened to?
We're literally on every single TV in the entire world right now. People are waiting.
Yeah.
They can't see us right now, but they can
this
see that we
not
are not
hit in so fast. I'm so
We've
sorry.
Got a lot of
what
fuel
did you take?
In here.
What did I take?
Yeah.
Well, I took my luggage.
Oh my
I got
God.
To change of clothes.
You have a change of clothes? How the fuck are you gonna? We're in space. You got a fucking astronaut suit on.
Yeah, but what if I shit myself?
What button do we press to at least start taking off?
I actually don't feel like I want to go now. I have this like.
Space. Oh, that's starting to. Okay, so far so good. So far, so good.
I'm whatever. I want whatever you're on because that's a lot going on.
Okay, we're going about 50 kilometers
God.
An hour upwards. Easy. Okay, great. We're in zero gravity now. Who knows how to fly the rocket from here?
I thought it was just autopilot. Do you want to ask anything about plants? Because I feel like I'll know. A
great.
Lot
Can
more
you
about
grow
that.
Any plants that could fly this fucking ship?
Absolutely not.
I feel
sorry.
Like this was a huge mistake
yeah.
coming up here mm-hmm. with. What's happening?
Huh?
What? How are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I mean, mission success, right?
I'd say getting stuck in space is not mission success.
Wait, we're in
nah,
space? What
success.
The fuck?
You told me the button to press to get up here.
Nah,
dude,
yeah,
I thought I was
didn't.
In like the fucking VR like thing world. I don't know how to fly this plane.
I have an idea. We take a lesson from a little something called September 11. Thanks, AI, for that lovely improv suggestion. And remember, if you want to hear the uncut version of what we just did, you can find it on our Patreon, because trust me, we can't put it on YouTube.
Yeah, it's good. And also, just want to say...
yeah, it's good.
Oh,
thanks to...
Fuck!
Thank you to the patrons who help support us and run this channel, because it's like, makes me really hard.
All right, AI, what's the suggestion?
Improv suggestion. You all find out you have the same mum at her funeral where she died of crabs.
Oh, suggestion.
That's a good suggestion. I like the bit about the...
Hey, everyone. Welcome to my... welcome to my my mother's funeral. She was a beautiful woman. I was an only child. And we all know that she died in that horrible crab accident.
Wait, I thought I was an only child.
Really?
I'm here to see...
Well, I saw my mum, like, I saw my dad, and then I'd see my mum, like, 3 days of the week. So I was with my mum Monday to Wednesday. When were you with your mum?
The other days?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Did you know who your mum is?
Yeah, my mum died from, like, a scuba diving accident from crabs.
This funeral
where we're
yeah.
at right
this,
now.
That's my mum.
Really, that's a mom. Really roundabout way to say you just. So how often were you with your mum?
Every night.
Can't. I was with her Monday to Wednesday, and I
yeah
never
during
saw
the
you.
But at night times. Oh,
true. She did have her nighttime runs.
Yeah, because I lived at a house.
Her 8-hour nighttime runs. But what was our 54-year-old mother doing looking for pearls at 3 a.m. in the morning on her own, where she was taunting crabs? We did find out there was a GoPro body cam.
I call foul play. I think that my dad, I don't know whether we have the same dad, but I think he set it up.
What was your dad's name?
Bruce. And he used to have a whole bunch of crabs. He used to like...
My dad's name isn't Bruce, but my dad's name is Bruce.
I had a dad. Yeah.
How'd he die?
Crab accident.
What was his name?
It's like Bruce Lee?
Maybe his name...
Bruce Lee?
Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee is your dad.
No, like first name...
I think your mum was
guys, like
talking
Bruce
shit.
And then
guys,
why?
What if we have the same dad as well?
What does your dad look like?
He's sort of like short. He's got like a big mohawk.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Is and it curly? Your hair?
Yeah. And he exclusively wears rollerblades everywhere. And you're not allowed to talk about roller skates. He will not take them off. I was concerned when I heard about his scuba adventure.
Can swim would properly swim. With a roller skate.
Yeah. Haven't seen him since. Was nimble.
He was quite nimble, wasn't he?
Oh, so it looks similar?
Dude, exactly the same.
Wow, really?
Except that he also had big shoulder pads that he wore all the time.
Oh, that was, mine had that too, and he had a big tattoo on his chest. And it kind of, I don't really know. He must have been like an electrician or something, because it was like, he loved lightning.
No. You see the rest of like his
chest.
Yeah,
it was a window pane.
It's like...
It was like a window pane where it looked like the outside of the window pane had been made later. Almost like it was covered up. Weird fella. Thanks for joining us, Nick, on this lovely episode. And if you want to hear the 60-minute uncut version full of the 9/11 and then Hitler jokes, then you can find it on our Patreon. And if you want to leave a suggestion for us or just leave a comment to keep this podcast alive, then do it, please, on YouTube, because we read them all. Want to listen to this fucking puppy? Go back and watch all the old episodes. You can do it all on Spotify and other streaming platforms. Do it while you're taking a poo, making dinner, going for a walk, driving from home. Think about how funny we are.
Dude, I did it when I was flying a plane.
Really?
Yeah. And I just was just so absorbed, didn't see where I was actually going.
What happened?
Fell into a tower.
Embarrassing. You can't just sit here and play Hitler. It's fucking horrible. Where are we going to put this? We can't do this. People are going to think we're people don't understand that it's sarcasm, dude. You're making us look stupid. You're going to let AI gaslight you?
Yeah, because AI last time didn't let
me
sleep.
No one can cancel a fucking robot. No one. Everyone can cancel you, white boy with hunched skull.